this last week at McGathy's house church on Sunday morning. We had some evangelism and intercession send out times, and we prayed over Drew, and Chris and Eric was there just about going out on mission in evangelism. And right after that, he sent me a text, I think it was a day or two later, and I just want him to share that story. And then I want you to pray for us about evangelism. I was just praying with another brother about this today. Yeah. Just boldness that the gospel would be on our lips, and share that story if you would.
Sure. So I'm actually going to go back a little bit, probably, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 months ago. And the Lord kind of began stirring my heart again for evangelism, specifically street evangelism. And I've been getting to know the Losses or Eric, and I called Jonathan and asked for his number, and I just sent him a text message and said, "Hey man, I just really would love to spend some time praying with you about some evangelism stuff. I don't have an agenda. It's just on my heart, and for some reason, you know, the Lord put you on my heart as well." So he said, "Awesome, let's do it." And then we never did. And that's kind of a schedule thing, but it was still kind of there. And then Brian, I don't know, that was probably 3 weeks ago or so. Brian called me, Brian Paulzer, and said, "Hey man, I just been praying, and really in my spirit, I feel like the Lord wants me to encourage you to get together with Eric Loss and spend some time praying through some evangelism stuff." I'm like, "Well, that's super affirming and kind of convicting, because I haven't been doing that, and I know that I was supposed to." So then this last Sunday at our house church at the McGathys, Chris and Eric and I kind of got in the middle of the room, and the group, the body, kind of commissioned, sent us out, encouraged, whatever. They prayed for us. It was really good. I just feel like the Lord is just affirming this thing that he's doing in my heart for evangelism. So then Sunday night, that night, I had a dream, and I was in Wichita, and it was just like absolutely chaotic. It was like a post-apocalyptic movie, like the end of the world, and there was no electricity, and there was like bandits everywhere. And I'm on the street, and I've got my wife and 4 kids, and we all have backpacks. And in my heart, I just knew, like, we have to get out of the city for whatever reason. And the way that we needed to go was, if you're familiar with Wichita, we were north of Kellogg on Broadway. And we had to go under Broadway to get on to Kellogg. So we had to enter onto South Broadway. And it's very scary, and there's, like, fires and all this crazy stuff. And we're going down Broadway toward Kellogg, and we pass these three girls on the side of the road, probably 8 or 9 years old, and they had a group, just a ton, probably 20 men around them buying services from them, and it just broke my heart as we were passing them that I just had the thought of, like, this is what it's come to. And how much more quickly do I need to get my kids out of here? And there was a lot more to the dream, but the whole idea was, the overarching theme was, get onto South Broadway at Kellogg. So the next day, I got a call. I do heating and air conditioning sales for commercial businesses. I got a call from one of our technicians. And he said, "Hey, there's this new customer. We've never done work for them before, but I went out there today, and they want you to come out and quote some work for them." So when I get there, I realize that it's the Wyndham Garden Hotel, and it's right on the corner of South Broadway and Kellogg. And so I was just like, "This is either like a really crazy coincidence, or the Lord is doing something." And if you're familiar with that area, the Quick Trip is right across the street. And I was actually outside in the parking lot of the hotel talking to the maintenance crew there. And this guy just was in the Walmart or the Quick Trip parking lot just screaming profanities at the top of his lungs. And it caught me by surprise. And the maintenance guy was like, "Oh man, he's out here every day, like just yelling and screaming at people." And so I really just felt like the Lord was saying, like, this is an area that I'm highlighting for you. is that Kellogg and Broadway, South Broadway, if you're familiar, South Broadway is a big stretch of land in Wichita, and it is it's one of the worst areas, drugs and prostitution, just terrible darkness. And I know there's some other people in Wichita that have that same heart that are already doing, I think, weekly or every other week, just walking Broadway and praying. And so I'm not exactly sure what that looks like yet for me, but I think it's safe to say, like, this is the area that the Lord is pointing me toward. And I think the next step is just quick obedience, like I preach with my kids, because what I want to do is maybe one more fleece, God, maybe one more thing. So anyway, that was kind of the story, I think, that Jonathan wanted to pray. Chris McGathy kind of had some insight to that hotel, that is actually a very common hotel for prostitution and drugs, because all of the entrances to the rooms are on the inside of the hotel. Most of those hotels on Broadway, they're all on the outside. This is one where they can kind of hide from the police pretty easily because all of the rooms are on the inside. So I'm praying for what the Lord is going to be doing there. So, yeah. And I will just do some, I'll just pray some evangelism stuff over us. So Lord, we just thank you for who you are, for your character and your personality, Lord. You are good and kind and merciful, slow to anger, Jesus. Thank you that you have poured out your mercy and your grace on us. We know that none of us deserve it, but that you have made us worthy to be called your brothers and your sons and your friends, God. Lord, I just pray that there would be an increase, that we would be on board with the increase that is happening with evangelism in our cities, in our homes, in our families, in our workplaces. Lord, I pray that every person in this room would just be activated in their sphere of influence, that one place or two or three places where they have communication and interaction with people who are lost. Lord, I think of Proverbs 24 that says, hold back those stumbling toward the slaughter, rescue those who are stumbling toward the slaughterhouse. Lord, I pray that would be our hearts, that our hearts for the lost would be in line with your heart for the lost, Lord. That our idea of justice being poured out would be your idea of justice, Lord. That the lost would find justice at the cross where you intended us to find it, Jesus. Lord, I pray that there would be salvations, and I pray that there would be acts of obedience that may look fruitless, Lord, but we know in the spirit they are not. I pray that there would be encouragement in the midst of situations that look hopeless or fruitless, Lord. I pray for our families who are lost, that we would be an example to them. I pray for those around us who are distracted by politics, Lord, that we would realign with the word and the mission and the gospel, Jesus. Lord, we just pray that we would love the lost, that we would be good stewards of this world and of these cities that we're in, Wichita, El Dorado, Eureka. Lord, we pray that they would all be beacons and lighthouses pointing toward the kingdom of heaven, Lord, that we would all have a heart to do our part for the lost, Jesus.
So we are all soldiers of Christ, and it is true. Some people are on the front lines on a more regular basis and called to that, and other people are back in the supply room pouring out. And there's sometimes a little bit of both that happens there.